This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get some headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Get Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Heat lost to the Chicago Bulls 119-111. We'll get more into it. 15 minutes of Heat coming on up in about 10 minutes. Panthers are back on the ice tonight, skating with the Detroit Red Wings at 7 o'clock. Mullins are off today after salvaging the series finale against the Mets. And the Pinks beat LAFC 3-1. They move on to the semifinals in the Champions Cup. I like just the comment that we have. I believe it was by Luis, who just goes, fake guards don't work.
Fake guard.
Yeah, like a tackle you move to guard. That's a fake guard.
No. Here. Sometimes you have guys who are athletic that play tackle in college, but their body types don't work in the NFL and you move them to guard. For example, if they have a tackle with short arms, they might move them to guard. Or moving to right tackle. So
yeah, that's the knock on Will Campbell. Everybody says his arms are too short, even though he's awesome.
His arms are what? A half inch shorter than normal?
Yep, only 3 tackles in the league with that. Sorry.
3 tackles in the league with what?
With arms his size. Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
So he's a good player, but his arms are short.
Too short.
Go. I want you to say that 1,000 times on your way home and see why does Leroy think it makes no damn sense?
T-Rex arms. Can't get those paws on him, you know?
Dude. You make it worse.
I know. The Masters is in progress. You want to give us an update? On the scoreboard, what do we got here today?
Yeah,
from Augusta. How's my guy Morikawa doing?
Jaeger still in first place at 4 under. He's through 12.
Is he from Germany or Belgium? I always get the is vertical Belgium and Germany's horizontal.
Wait, what?
His flag. Where's he from?
I don't know. I hate the way
German confirmed.
Okay. Scotty Scheffler's in second at 3 under.
He's oons winning.
Tyrrell Hatton, also 3 under. Wow. Justin Rose birdied the first 3 holes.
Really?
What a start to the Masters.
How about that? Good for him.
Harris English, 2 under.
Harris English sounds like a fake name.
Sounds very intangible.
It
except
does.
Harris English, and we had a basketball player with the last name English. Brian Harman is at 2 under.
Oh, Jaeger just fell. Now Scotty Scheffler and is back on top.
Did he? Oh, he must have made a double at the par five. Here he goes. Up. Oh. Yep. Double at the par five. Told you. That means he hit his second shot in the water. So,
are we going to lose you tomorrow? Like, are you going to have the TV set up in the home studio? Are you going to have
no?
Up?
It's actually you're safer when I'm in the home studio.
Really?
Because there's no TV in there.
Oh yeah, but you're gonna bring a screen in.
But are you gonna have like two different laptops or something?
And also, no. Like when you go home today, is it like are you putting sweatpants on, kicking the feet up? You're gonna nap? Like how long does Masters coverage go till tonight?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you reminded me.
What are you doing? You preparing your meal?
No, got to record it.
Huh?
Got to record it.
Record what? Oh, the Masters. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They don't replay.
What?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, they don't replay.
Welcome back. Who did it better in their welcome back on First Take today? LeBron to Cleveland or Luka to Dallas? Well, hold on, though. All right. Luka basically got to go home to a hero's welcome. They had urinal cakes with LeBron's face on them in his return to Cleveland. That was a hostile environment. And he was done by the fourth quarter. He was like,
can I just say that from a fan perspective, that was amazing. That was unlike any other return I've ever seen.
The LeBron to Cleveland or the Luka?
The Luka.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was like uncomfortably weird.
I was at the D-Wade return when he came back as a Bull. That was weird. That was definitely weird.
Yeah.
You know, he got cheered every basket.
But the problem with that is so even though everybody hated that D-Wade was gone, everybody understood.
And also, you knew it was coming, like eventually. Like you could feel it getting to that point, and then it happened. The Luka thing is, like, I would be traumatized as a fan still. I was traumatized.
I was amazed at how, like, could you imagine being a Dallas Maverick?
D-Wade beat us on, by the way, a pump fake, got Justice Winslow.
But can you imagine being, a Maverick and playing on that team? Even the players after the game.
Schmeithen says they treated him like a war hero.
Pretty much.
No, they treated this, and they treated Nico Harris like a war criminal is what they treated him like.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, fire Nico Chance immediately as the game started.
As the game started.
And they go to him, too. I got to say, hey, props to Nico for balls for sticking out there in the tunnel. Because I would have been like, you know what, boys? I'm going to watch this one back in the lounge. Everybody would have understood.
There is not one person who wasn't sympathetic to the Luka experience last night.
I almost cried.
Really?
Like, for reasons you can't even explain.
It's because he's Slovenian.
No, it's not that. It's because you genuinely feel like he got hosed.
Just look at him.
I didn't like the smear campaign either.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. See, I have a problem with... So, I have this thing. Right? It's like, if you're friends or you're dating with somebody and you guys have a bad breakup or whatever, like, you're not together anymore. Who cares why or whatever? You don't have to go and make yourself look good by smearing the other person. Just keep it moving, right? The fact that a professional in the sport of basketball that could have very easily said, we just wanted to move on for whatever reason, he decided to go smear campaign. And guess what? Those 45 chunky, sloppy points that came from your...
Why they gotta be chunky?
Because that's what they made Luka sound like.
They made him sound like out of shape. They made him sound like a lush, too.
Right.
Too much beer.
Right.
Yeah, but it's coming from Leroy.
But here's like...
Nah, I see what you're doing there. That doesn't count.
No.
He's channeling Dallas. He's not fat-shaming
Luka. No, that's what Dallas said. I'm not fat-shaming. Why would I fat-shame Luka?
Look at that adorable Slovenian face. Just want to pinch his cheeks. Remember when Goran cried in the finals when he got hurt?
No.
That was heartbroken.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry
when Goran Dragic cried, but I was. Whew.
You felt his pain.
JFig, I was on the Zoom. I was on the Zoom call when Goran got hurt, right? And he goes, this is what he tells everybody to the Zoom camera. He's in his little hotel room, all right, in that beautiful little accent of his. And he goes, sometimes I just big feel upstairs. Why this have to happen this way? It's.
I feel like he's about to cry right now.
It's
too.
Tough.
Look at his eyes.
It's tough. And I'm like, Gogi,
dude, will you stop? What is wrong with you?
When he says the guy upstairs.
When you said the guy and he upstairs, looked upstairs, your eyes looked very shiny, very glossy just now.
You're the worst.
Slovenian tears, dude.
That'll get you.
And then let's not forget when Zoran Dragic dropped 31. Those were happy tears.
When did Zoran score 31?
Regular season finale.
How many shots?
I don't remember. I'll look it up. In the meanwhile, 15 minutes of heat is next. Were the Bulls mocking us last night when they played Pepas?
I mean, when was the last time we heard Pepas at arena?
I don't feel like I've heard it in any other arena. Right. So were they mocking us last night when they played Pepas?
No, I've heard
Pepas?
It in other arenas.
At the moment the game is over?
No.
Because it felt like after that Buzelis 3, I heard Pepas. Felt like a little...
They were definitely mocking us.
They were mocking us, Brittany?
1,000%.
Did Jax mention it?
He did not, but you could. He let out a sigh during the broadcast when it happened, and it was like an acknowledgement of, yeah, this is.
What was his sigh when Tyler Hero took that three?
He didn't. This is the craziest thing about it, because we were all, obviously we're all in studio watching the game. He's in Chicago, and the way he set up the play, it didn't sound like it was like a wide open three. Like it didn't sound like a fast break. It didn't sound like anything like that. And so when we watched, our reaction like didn't really come until we saw it on the TV 30 seconds later.
Oh.
And we all just went like this. Because it didn't sound like it wasn't. It didn't sound as bad on air as it did when you're watching it. Yeah.
Oh man. Well,
that's the epitome of a backbreaker.
It was tough.
And the combination with the Tyler miss didn't help. Because you would have been in the same spot if you'd have made the layup and they went down and shot.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been in a great spot. You would have been in a great spot.
You would have been in the same spot.
No, if he would have made. Oh, if they would have.
If he would have made the two. And then he would have made the three. You're down by six. So, but it's just the optics of it. We're all sitting here saying, why didn't he just take the layup? Well, the layup wasn't the problem. It was the three on the other end.
Ugh. Here was Bam Adebayo yesterday on his boy, Tyler Hero, who he's played many years with. This is what he had to say.
Hey, man, that kid has made a lot of tough buckets in his career. So, you know, you tip your hat off when he shoots stuff like that. And, you know, that's a killer mentality for him. You know, that's one of the best looks he's got all night. so, man, you live with that, because 100% y'all wouldn't be talking about it if he made it. So, you know, we always want to talk about when guys miss. But, you know, the guy, was 50% from the field? You know, you got to live with those.
So, do you understand what I'm saying? If he makes a layup, if he goes in for a layup, and they make the three, you're still down by six. It's not the shot or him choosing the layup or not. It's the fact that they gave up a three on the other end.
Yeah, and you could also be in a spot where you're going to set up your defense better if he makes the layup. Because you're not having a wild rebound get leaked out.
You shouldn't have had it, though. He was on a one-on-two fast break.
Dude.
Where were the other four guys?
Because he was there by himself. That's why you should have had the layup.
That's why you should have been able to get back on defense.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you want to know something? When he misses that, it's like, boom.
All right, I got you. I'm like again, I'm not saying I get why everybody's upset that he tried to make the three. But do you understand that if everything happens the way it did, other than Tyler making a two, you're still down by six.
But dude, when he misses the three, it's over anyway. It's over.
Right.
They just stuck a dagger in you anyway.
The problem is the three. Okay? Not that he took the three or not. I get it. I would have made the layup. I get it. I get everybody's support. The problem is they didn't stop Giddy all night. That was the backbreaker. The backbreaker wasn't Tyler shooting a three over a two. The problem was we would have a bigger issue with what Tyler did if they had missed the three-point shot, that he had gotten the ball back, right? Still at down five. Then we would have been like, hey, he probably should have took the bucket because now they don't have a chance to tie. But once you give up that three on the other end, it doesn't matter what you did before that.
Yeah, but again, the three is there's nobody, like you're saying there's nobody back there on defense. There's nobody there to rebound your three. If you take the layup, there's nobody to rebound. That's the point. And you need the two, you're going to need the 2 points eventually anyway. That's why it's a stupid situation. That's why it's not defendable. That's why when people are like, he takes that shot, it's not a ball shot. It's a stupid shot. The ball shot would be down two. If you take a shot down two because you want to go for the win, I don't want to go overtime. We can't stop them on that. Everything you're saying is valid. Everything you're saying is valid. What makes it dumb is you need five no matter what. You right. can't win with that shot.
Right.
It's a losing probability.
But here, at some point, you're going to have to make a three. And I agree with you. So let's get carried away. Okay? I think he should have took the points.
I was very mad at Bam's explanation.
But.
Ridiculous.
They could put all that twist they want on it. The game was over regardless of what Tyler did because they gave up a three on the defensive end.
Bam, can I just say something, dude? Let me just say something to you. Okay?
Why are you on Bam?
Well, first of all, he got his lunch money taken by Vucevic. Okay,
everybody does. Vucevic has been getting him forever.
Whatever, dude. Bam, I want you to be honest, okay?
Be honest.
Be honest, Bam. Be honest.
Be honest.
When you guys got back to the bench after that Bouzelis three, after Tyler missed the three, and he looked around and laughed and said, my bad. Just be honest. Did you tip your cap?
Did you almost fall out of your chair?
Yeah, let me just ask a question. No. Seriously, let me just get this right. When this happened, okay, you were all on the bench after that exchange happens. Did you go to him immediately and you go, tip of the cap? Because you just told me, hey, man, you tip your cap to him. Be honest, Posh. Bam.
With some stink eye, you think he got some stink eye?
Yes! That's why would he say, my bad?
I'm again.
Yes, you're bad!
Again. I get everything that everybody would say up to that point. Okay. But the fact of the matter is, it didn't matter when they made the three. Because if you'd have taken the two and they would have made the three, you're still down by six.
Dude, all right. But it doesn't matter. Like, it does
this
matter.
This only becomes a big issue This only really becomes a big issue if he would have taken that shot and then you stopped him. Because now you're in the same damn boat.
But that's the thing. You got the stop. You weren't stopping him all night. He got the stop to get you back in. You would have had it too. Boom. Then you have to get them down. They're not. It's not. Shot clock's not going to match up. You're going to have, what, like 18 seconds to get a shot off to tie it?
Mm-hmm. That's if he doesn't make the three.
Yeah, but it's a different possession.
No.
It is.
Oh, and they've proven in other possessions that they can stop that dude?
I don't know, dude, but it's different.
I don't.
Squeaky cheeks.
I don't think. Here. At that point in the game, your defense need to be on red alert. And they still gave up a three.
It was dead alert.
So what I thought was, it didn't matter what Tyler did. You still gave up a three.
Somebody says, Gonzalez says, Tyler wanted the full steal and ballsy three highlight.
Yeah, but it's a ballsy highlight to cut it to two. Nobody goes back and watches that on TikTok.
Yeah, they only watch the three.
No, you only watch it if it ties or wins the game. That's when you watch that three.
Oh, you don't watch the three down five.
Who watches that?
Dude, you are a bleeping liar.
I'm not
because
a liar.
If Tyler had made that three, you would have came up here and talk about wheelbarrow.
I would have said wheelbarrow for sure, but I would have said reckless
the whole,
wheelbarrow.
The whole point that they're making is you're making this amazing make or miss thing.
No, because again, you're going to need two eventually anyway.
Yeah.
This is not, again.
So what do you say to what I'm saying? That if he would have taken the two.
I don't think they tried in that spot, dude. Like, when you're saying they come back and Bouzelis hits the three, I think when he misses the three, they're all like, it's over. Like, you saw everybody's effort on that. Come on.
Okay.
Like, it was over. Once he misses that three, you got the play you needed, and he decided to go Leroy Jenkins on you. Like, sorry. But he did. And once he does that, like, no one's after it anymore.
All right.
He made a great play. He made a great play to set that up.
I mean,
and he wasted it.
Here's what I would imagine if I was him. Here's what I was thinking. This is a bonus possession.
Yes, which you should take with 2 points. You're right. It was found money.
Can I just say this? This might be one of the more interesting conversations that we've had, because for all of our lives together, I've been you, and you want to take big hacks. And in this situation, we have flipped.
There's no such thing as a big hack like that in that spot. Because okay,
whether he makes a three or a two, you're in the same boat.
No.
Really?
It's a hunt. Okay, here's the thing.
You're making, don't make assumptions. It is
a
what it is.
A three-pointer from Tyler Hero is a 36% shot.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up a 100% shot.
No, I'm
100% at 2 points.
Here's what I'm saying. I am saying that whether he makes a three or a two, the game is in the same situation. You need a one score. Okay? What killed it? I would be more in agreement with how you feel about Tyler if they had missed and then the Heat get another opportunity. The fact that they gave up a three, it didn't matter what happened.
But they gave
that
up the three because he shot a stupid three. And they're like, oh, great, Tyler. And that's why he went back to my bad.
Okay.
Tip of the cap.
Okay.
And you started the show agreeing with me. I don't know where you flipped all of a sudden.
I don't know. I would say this. I have more facial hair than you've had. I have
that's
more facial
so
hair on my
random
face right now than you've had in your life.
It's not true. I just shaved like right before the show today.
No, you did.
I did.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How come you never had a razor cut?
Because I'm smooth.
Yeah, like no
steady
hair.
Steady hand.
No hair smooth.
Steady.
It has nothing
no,
to
steady
do.
Steady hand.
Dude, I'm looking at your chin.
What?
You got a couple trouble spots.
I don't have any trouble spots. I have no trouble spots.
You do. You do. That razor gliding up under there. Look at that. Hold
on. Yeah, see? Same thing.
You can't do that. Look, I can do it.
Can you guys not?
Oh, you're going to do your hair?
Listen, you bullied me this break.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Schmeathan says, which one of the chins are you looking at?
The one that could get caught by that razor.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. When we come back, Jim Bleepin Miller, all-time UFC winner, a legend. He's going to be fighting at UFC 314 at the Kaseya Center on Saturday. He joins us next.